It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, as usual, our broadcast partners came to the broadcast table to give us reports and insight on current events happening around the world. Now, these reports covered issues that seem to be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, and they continue to increase almost on a daily basis. You need to be sure that you've heard all of these reports, and you can do that if you'll go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. There we've archived all of the conversations, and once you know where to go to listen to those conversations, be sure to pass that link along to a friend who needs to hear all of this information as well. For example, in the conversations that we had today, I talked with Ken Timmerman. Ken is the man who covers geopolitical activities for us. In talking with Ken, we talked about Turkey and Russia in a confrontation inside of Syria. You might remember, if you think back, how the United States under Donald Trump pulled out U.S. military personnel from the border there between Syria and Turkey. That left a vacuum, and in came Turkey with their military powers. They went into Syria because in Idlib, the northeastern section of the state of Syria, there is still opposition to the Bashar Assad regime, which the Russians are backing up. They're propping Bashar Assad up so he can have a successful government, which is key both to the Iranians and to the Russians, who each of these nations having a number of military operations in the state of Syria. Turkey and Russia are about to go to conflict. When you study God's prophetic word, it looks as if today is contradictory to the word of God, and it is. We do not see Russia and Turkey in a conflict in Ezekiel chapter 38. In verses 2 and 6, we see that Russia and Turkey, Russia, Magog, Turkey, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma, that these will align themselves together in an effort to try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. What we're watching today is simply a preliminary activity, a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. These confrontations may go on today, but in the near future, these different players in the end-time scenario of God's Word will come back together. David Dolan gave us a Middle East news update. He is reporting that Iran has said they have all the sites in Israel within range of their missiles. They can hit any target in the state of Israel. Salami, who is the man who took over for Soleimani, who was the military genius head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, he has made the statement within this last couple of days that Iran is ready to go after any and every target in the state of Israel. That's what the Bible calls for. We're talking about Turkey and Russia. In that same passage in Ezekiel 38, there is a name of Persia, one of the players in this alignment of nations, and Persia is what we know today as modern-day Iran. So when you study the passage, you recognize here's another player added to the scenario that will unfold very, very quickly. Winky Madad talked about a visit by two congressmen who were in the land to learn the real facts. They went into the Golan Heights, for example. They had a meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. They visited the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and then they ventured up to the middle part of the state in what is referred to as the West Bank, but it's the area, the biblical area of Judea and Samaria. And there, Winky took them on a visit to the archaeological dig there in Shiloh, which gives evidence that the Jewish people have a 3,000-year history there in the land of Israel, which is exactly what God's word promised would happen. John Rood talked about the development of an appetite for power in the European Union. The man who was calling for that, the foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, is the one saying that the European Union had better get some backbone. They need to develop an appetite for power. Well, when you look at the scenario found in the book of Daniel, chapters 2 and 7, we see that there will be a group of political leaders who come together to reform the old Roman Empire. That's the 10 toes of Daniel chapter 2, the 10 horns of Daniel chapter 7, and the book of Revelation chapter 17. European Union must get stronger. They will be that revival of the old Roman Empire. We see that on the horizon as it relates to current events, setting the stage for Bible prophecy. And then Jim Jr. talked about the tour group. We're taking people to Israel for the purpose of showing them Israel past, Israel present, and then visualizing Israel future. This is key for you to understand Bible prophecy. Love to have you come along. Jim talked about the excitement of being in the land of the Bible. And finally, we concluded our conversations with our broadcast partner, had a talk with David James, our weekly conversation, talking about Disney, who has a production of a children's cartoon featuring demons, witches, and Satan. Yes, you heard me right. That's exactly what's going on. Children's cartoons helping them to get excited about demons, witches, and Satan. We need to be concerned about that. You parents need to understand it. That's exactly what the word, the prophetic word of God says in the last days. Satan and his demonic angels will come to the earth, attack the earth, go after earth dwellers to try to do what they can to convert them away from following the Lord Jesus Christ and coming to know Christ as Lord and Savior, and at the same time trying to wipe out the Jewish people so that the Lord would fail in keeping his promises to the Jews. Satan, the power of this world, would then be able to have his will unfold instead of the Lord. Now, all of these reports indicate we're moving quickly into the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word. Having said that, you must remember the next event, no prophecies to be fulfilled before the next event, the rapture of the church. And that rapture actually could happen even today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.